Chaz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Ah, the chair's rolling. Mics are moving. Must be Week in Review podcast time. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Yo!
Pam is over there.
Oh.
Her phone's over there. Phil is over there.
What's up?
This is a bottle of Patron right here.
Look at that. Who's that for, Chaz?
It's for Chaz.
Chaz's liver.
Thank you.
It's for his life.
I think it's really for Jennifer, honestly.
She needs it more than I do. What a great year. Thank you guys so much for listening and for being part of our family.
Went by quick, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, this year did go by fast.
It sailed, man. It sailed.
Yeah. We made an announcement about the whale and the fox, and if you want to hear the whole deal, it's up as a podcast, and we're not going to repeat everything because you may have already heard it, or you can click on that and listen to it.
Exactly.
We don't want to be too redundant with the material there, right. but I just do want to thank anyone who started listening to the show through listening to the fox or the whale. Thank you. And now that we're not going to be on those stations, you know, PLR comes in crystal clear just about everywhere in the state.
It does. It blankets those signals.
And if you're on the fringe, you can listen on the app.
Exactly.
So you go to the iTunes store or whatever, and you know, you look up WPLR. I think we're Android, iTunes, everything.
Yep.
iPhone.
It's so easy. So just do it.
That is really the best radio station app I've ever seen.
Exactly.
So AJ says exactly. Tell me about the app, AJ.
It's fantastic. More on this is Chaz.
Right. Yeah. You don't even have the app. Like you've never touched it before.
I've had appetizers before.
Okay.
And appetites.
Right. So what I like about this app is the second that you click on it, it comes up and you're listening. Because really that's all like you want to do with a radio station app is you want to listen.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go through ads and stuff and junk and you click on it and boom, we're there. So we hope you do that. And we hope we don't lose you in 2017. So besides that, man, it's been a great year, right?
Yep.
Everyone sounds really quiet.
It's been an awesome year.
Yeah.
Great year of learning and new discoveries.
What did you learn, Pam?
I learned, among so many other things, most importantly, you should never, ever, ever have any sort of relations with the boss's friends. Because it will always get back to you somehow.
You made him go blind.
It'll make it on the air. Well, I learned yesterday, never give a litter of kittens a flea bath with canine flea bath stuff.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, dead kittens everywhere. And she laughed about it.
Right.
Oh,
very interesting phone call.
I learned not to get in my car and find her.
Yeah. Did you learn anything this year?
Yeah, I learned that folks are a bunch of oversensitive pussies. That if they don't fucking win something, what are they? They cry and they protest. Where? Did we jump in our cars when Obama fucking won? No, we did not. Did we turn around and protest when Obama won? No, we did not. So up yours. We have Donald Trump as our president. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just people. It's the media.
Tell me about it.
Right.
Yeah. Guess
every day it's a different excuse.
Your girl didn't win.
Yeah. And, you know, like, you could blame it on everything, but look at who you had.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
It was two of the worst candidates
ever. The lesser
of
the two evils won.
Yeah. Phil, did you learn anything this year?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. I feel like this was an awful year. It started with fucking David Bowie dying, and then just, every time
Glenn
I woke
Fry.
Up, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that sucks.
Fucking this one died. Prince is dead? What the fuck? What is going on? It was just, it was fucking craziness.
I just feel like every week
we fucking woke up. It was just like,
they stopped putting out good music a long time ago.
This is
and how does it affect your life,
Mr.
though?
Mr. Worst
it
case scenario.
It made your personal year terrible?
Yeah, it sucked.
Really?
It was a bummer.
We
Absolutely.
Phil just wants to kill every goose he sees.
We
apparently
did learn
so,
that.
Yes, because of David
and his father's not far behind him. I think his father might be even crazier.
You keep trying to make me feel bad about that. I don't. Fuck those things.
He will.
Crowbar the shit out of those motherfuckers.
Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So right before 2016 closes, we have proof, recorded proof, that Phil is a psycho freaking killer.
Christmas is coming. Yeah. The goose is getting wrecked.
Something tells me he's going to give
flea baths. It started with his hamster. He busted its face and used it as a crayon.
Hey, yo, it was a guinea pig.
Lived. Right.
Yeah.
And it was a guinea pig.
He lived.
Well, he lived. I didn't know any better.
Has little gold chains and a shirt.
I didn't know any better.
Yeah. Phil, watch out. I'm a goldfish. I'm swimming with the fishes.
I'm a guinea pig. Hey, Ben.
I learned that when people say it's an honor to be nominated, they're not bullshitting.
No.
Like, because when we got nominated for that Marconi, I was really honored.
Very honored.
And I didn't think we'd win. I liked our chances, but
I didn't think first time out.
No, I didn't. I didn't think so.
No,
so,
but it was a nice dinner and a free trip to Nashville.
It was amazing. And you know what? If you're gonna take the goods, like winning a Marconi, you have to be able to, you know, because you're playing a game. So sometimes things don't turn out the way you like.
It says protesting.
And so sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta take the bad, like losing a couple of stations.
Right.
And I don't feel like we lost them.
No,
I feel like we beat ourselves off.
Exactly. Several times.
There's a phrase again.
Yeah. You know, when PLR comes screaming into Hartford and we're on DRC in Hartford, you know, we're competing against ourselves. We're beating ourselves.
Exactly.
We beat ourselves off of a Hartford radio station.
We did. Right there.
We beat ourselves off in front of everyone in Hartford.
We did. And Stanford, too.
Yeah. And we had a good time doing it, damn it.
We did.
It was the most fun.
I'm exhausted. My hands can't move anymore.
Yeah. And look, we could say we're the only show ever in the history of this state to be simulcast on 3 FMs simultaneously.
Right.
Never happened before.
Nope.
That's right. And we won a Marconi, so
cheers.
Motherfucker!
So to me, it was a great year.
Yep.
And we appreciate you guys so much. And here's a little preview of what's coming in 2017. 3 songs an hour.
3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So more talk.
Yep.
Less schedule, like, oh, we got to go. We got to hit a break.
More flubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, oh, way more flubbles.
Yeah. So twice as many flubbles.
Yep.
Almost half the songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm into that.
So we're very excited about it.
Well, kind of.
Can't thank you guys enough for listening.
Thank you so
We're going to keep it short because we're out of here. I got a bottle of Patron in front of me.
He's got things to do, people
we're
to see.
Officially on vacation. AJ, you're doing what tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm over with Sean Pesci. If you remember, Sean Pesci was the Army Ranger, was wounded in Iraq.
He's in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. We had the first Veterans Gala that we had.
To raise money.
Raise money for his smart home. The smart home is being dedicated and all that stuff tomorrow morning.
It's a big presentation of the smart home.
Big presentation, right.
So, that's awesome.
So congratulations.
That's really cool that you're doing that, man.
Yeah, it's
Thank
very
you
nice
so
of
much.
You.
And you're going to be able to speak.
Right, right. So I'm going to keep it short and no flubbles. They told me only 2 minutes.
Oh, please
record it.
You should just go up and speak all flubbles.
I go,
the dryer sheets for now.
Oh, it just happened.
Great, exactly.
And cheeseburger Bobby.
Stop slithering your knicker.
You know she remembers a cheeseburger part.
That is all I remember. Every time I hear the word cheeseburger, I say to myself, cheeseburger Bobby. Every time. I was at Prime 16 on the menu. I'm reading the menu with cheeseburger in my mind. Cheeseburger Bobby.
any place where you get meat between the buns.
So just please, for 2 minutes, just speak in flubbles tomorrow.
I love the most expensive thing. I'm like, rock, rock, rock. That was my favorite.
No.
We done?
No.
No, hold it.
I mean, can we go now?
No. Tap.
No. Stop sibling your micker.
Stop playing Powerball this week.
Wait, what was the Jim Calhoun one?
So you know if he wins Powerball, he is so out of here.
So I said, you know, go, you don't really jumped into it.
I may leave skid marks.
He jumped into it. And then the laugh afterwards, like, right, guys, right?
That was great.
We nailed it.
No time, no. It's almost been since I had sex. I can't. The dryer's going to need the dryer sheets for when he washes his pants afterwards. The diapers for now. It's happened.
That's what happens when you start a new name on a new night.
Pitch bloody well. Gosh darn it, damn it. Not much red. That's him just shaking my hand.
What's up with our co-host? What's up with the... Yeah. It's it.
What's TSA stand for? Just standing around. They're standing around. TSA. They're standing around.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye.
No, that's the best one. Wait, which one was that?
Cheeseburger Bobby. That's actually a guy who makes a cook food.
Oh, let's play Cheeseburger Bobby again. I miss it.
Cheeseburger Bobby. That's actually a guy who makes a cook food.
Yeah.
And here's the latest addition to the family.
Well, he thought there was, you know, the condoms had a size for it, so... It was going to be a lot better, but I got messed up.
Yay!
AJ.
Oh, AJ.
20 years we've been laughing together. You're a very funny guy, man. I love you like a brother.
Thank you.
I know you're all pissed off right now.
No.
It's not how we want to end the 2016.
No, you're not.
Come on over here. Come back.
Are you choking? Good.
Pam?
Hey, keep choking. I'm doing the death grip with her like Darth Vader.
You're doing voodoo, don't.
You have fucked me for the last time. You have fucked me for the last time.
But somehow my private parts feel good. What are you doing down there, AJ, to yourself?
I'm letting go now.
All right. Well, that's our end of the year week in review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Goodbye.
Phil's over there.
Cheeseburger Bobby.
Fuck off.
Thank you for the laughs and the love this year.
Love Cheeseburger Bobby.
Laughs and loves.
L's and L's. Laughs, loves, and flubs.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.